Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, you are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 with John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula. Hope you are having a lovely Wednesday. And it has been a fun week, obviously, because the Texans got a victory this week. But we're starting to see moving and a shaking.
Yeah, man.
The New York Jets continue to, you know, dominate headlines because Aaron Rodgers was doing stuff. They fired the head coach. And they added a high-level wide receiver, Devontae Adams. Went from Las Vegas, smooth across the country, to the New York Jets. Mm-hmm. And so that is an interesting thing.
Well,
that
he
is
was there already, but...
Oh, sure. Physically, he was there, but on a payroll, his checks will now be signed by Woody Johnson as opposed to Mark Davis. Mm-hmm. So that's a difference there. He moves. Another big move that happens soon thereafter, almost, I imagine, honestly, in some level of association, is that the Buffalo Bills, I'm assuming because they could not get Devontae Adams, were like, hey, Cleveland, you want to give us a wide receiver for a good deal?
It was cheaper.
Yeah, it was cheaper.
Yeah. Money-wise cheaper. Yeah.
Money-wise cheaper, probably asset-wise cheaper. That might be another reason, mind you, that Jerry Jones is upset, because people were bringing up the fact that Jerry Jones and the Cowboys traded him to Cleveland for, I think, a fifth-round pick.
Fifth or
and
sixth.
And Cleveland got a third-round pick from the Bills for, which, hey, that's tough. Yeah. But yeah, they make a move.
Who's
for
the GM
a wide receiver.
Again?
Of which team?
Cowboys.
I can give you the owner, the GM, and some other people at the same one fell swoop. Yeah. But yeah, moving and shaking happening as we're getting a couple weeks out from the trade deadline in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And that naturally, if you're bringing it back home, points to the idea that, hey, there people are making moves. Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Should you and would you get involved? And so I'm interested. Do you think that the Texans should get involved in the trade of it all, right? The trade market ahead of the deadline. And if they were to, what is the power ranking of needs here?
Yeah, look, first of all, not only do I think they should, I think they will, and I think they know that. Because they know that old, axiom, saying, belief that, man, we got a chance here. You know, they see 5-1. They see what's in front of them. They know that they're the second seed right now in the AFC. And the old line is, when you have a chance to win something and it's right in front of you, you do everything you possibly can to help that cause. And so everything they can possibly do to help that cause is to bring in those extra little pieces, those little cherries on top, mm-hmm. so to speak. Not only do I think they should, I think they know that, and they will.
That's interesting.
I think they absolutely will.
All right, so if they're adding, and you used a very interesting phrase, little cherries on top, which doesn't, I don't think it shows your hand in this way, so I'm going to tease it out a little bit further then. Do you think we're talking high level, or do you think we're talking kind of low level, mid level, maybe even using the word depth here? Because I know Jonathan Emma Alexander, he did a little bit, he does his weekly mailbag, and within his mailbag this week, he was talking about the idea of trade deadline, and his personal opinion is that they won't make a major deal. If they do, it's probably something on the lower or low, kind of outer fringes in some ways, depth wise.
I think it's going to come down to a very specific thing, and it might be a high level player or a mid level player, but I think it's going to come down to need. Like I said, the cherry on top is, hey man, we got a pass rush, we got a defense, we believe in our running game, we got a quarterback, love our receivers. Where do we need it? Well, that's an easy answer to me.
Okay.
One of them might be a little bit of a surprise to some people. But, I think the obvious ones are going to be cornerback. We don't know what Kamari Lassiter's situation is.
We don't, and we've gotten a little bit more information from Aaron Wilson of KPRC2. He is pointing to sources that are telling him that Texans rookie corner Kamari Lassiter, who has a scapular fracture, is expected to be out for a few more games. What does that actually mean? I'm not certain. But a few more games. There's an S on there, so more than just this upcoming game at Green Bay. And I don't know if you are also the same level of stickler of words. Few meaning more than a couple.
No, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe you miss Kamari Lassiter for three more games. Like, that is significant, but how significant when you consider the longest, the larger scale of things. All right, there's that. He also adds that Jimmy Ward is going to miss this game, but he's missing this one game. So you mentioned cornerback. Do you think that extends further to defensive back?
Yes.
Because safeties is also there.
I think safeties is a possibility, but the second one I'm thinking is linebacker. Aziz Al-Shaair had an injury. We don't know the extent of it. Henry To'o To'o is in concussion protocol. We don't know how long that's going to be. Christian Harris. I mean,
they'll let us know. They'll let us know. In fact, Nick Caserio, when talking to Payne and Pendergast earlier today, and this is cut three fig, was asked specifically about Christian Harris. And I thought that he gave us, while not giving us a lot more, I think he gave it to us in maybe a little bit more of a palatable way.
This has kind of been a little bit of a tricky one, Seth, if I'm being honest with you. So, you know, I think there's been some stops and starts. I mean, he was available, then he wasn't, and then he was back. And then I think that kind of second go around, we kind of figured he was going to probably be out there for a period of time, but it's hard to put a timetable on anything. So, I mean, we'll kind of take it one day at a time, one week at a time. And, you know, when a player's available, then he'll be available and he'll be on the field. So, I mean, I think we understood that there was going to be a period of time that we were going to have Christian, I mean, which is one of the reasons that we put him on DFR to start the season. So, kind of taking one week at a time, and when he's available, you know, hopefully he can help us. And, you know, but like I said, I'm not going to put any particular timetable on that one because it's really not fair to anybody involved.
Yeah, and that doesn't sound any better than what D'Amico said.
Didn't give us a lot, but
one week at a time.
I did find it interesting that at least in some ways he fessed up, and maybe that's not the right way of saying it, to the idea that they expected him to miss a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Right? And to me, I heard that not just as we put him on IR and we knew that he was going to miss that amount of time, but like, hey, we knew he was going to miss
more.
And that's where we are at this point.
So,
right?
So clearly, cornerback, you need a cornerback.
Well, you can get a cornerback already. We've already talked about how, you know, a lot of praise for Jalen Petrie and what he's been able to do, finding a better role for himself, and I guess to the team for finding a better role for him.
But Derek Murray, safety, if you want to go there.
Cornerback
D'Angelo Ross. Situation. Kudos. Good job.
Yeah.
But you need a cornerback.
Right.
The cherry on top to be a contender. You need a cornerback, and I think the same fits with linebacker.
Especially when you start talking about the higher levels of this, you know, outer reaches, and once you get into contending type things, and you sift out the chaff of the league, and you're playing against the best of the best, the creme de la creme. Now you are dealing with teams that are going to be able to attack you in all those various ways, including in the slot and those types of things, and then also over the top and safety. I mentioned Jimmy Ward will miss one more game, but how confident are you that that'll be the last game that Jimmy Ward misses this season? On top of the fact that I think some people have had questions of Jimmy Ward's effectiveness on the field at times.
For sure. And to be clear, you know, my point is this, like at linebacker, at cornerback, at safety, you can honestly say, you know what, we're pretty good. We can get by with this. But if you're a contender, you don't want to be just pretty good, and you don't want to just get by. You know, you need guys that can put you over the top. And so that's why I think, those positions are definitely in play, and I think they will be in play.
But what's interesting here is the three positions that we talked about, these are all positions where we're talking depth-wise, right, as opposed to high level. Now, maybe the closest that you get to that is cornerback because you already didn't have a lot of depth. It's interesting that we've mentioned only defense as well.
Well,
do you have any feeling offensively?
Kind of. And it's a reach. I'll tell you that up front. How are we feeling about tight end?
Wow.
How are we feeling about tight end?
I mean, particularly this week, a little shaky, but that's because Dalton Schultz had a week where there were some drops, and I think there's some questions about like his demeanor on the field generally. Mm-hmm. But
even depth, like Cade Stover, all due respect, is on the rookie curve.
Yeah.
He's playing like a rookie. Up one day, maybe a play here, a play there, then gets destroyed. And Seth talked about it this morning.
Yeah.
You can't make a living with Cade Stover blocking guys.
Especially not with in the Wham situation. And I think that's more about, hey, they're just going to have to offensive line get better in the primary focus of your running, which is outside zone, you know? That's interesting. I don't know if that'll be something there.
I don't know if anything's out there.
I thought you might go offensive line, which is even more fraught because offensive line is where you've had maybe some issues, and then also Tyus Howard has had some nagging injuries. Mm-hmm. You have the ankle with Laremy that you're dealing with, and you have one swing tackle in Blake Fisher, who is also a rookie, who has acquitted himself fairly well, but, you know, it's possible that you have more work. The only thing that I have there, and the reason why I mentioned that it's fraught, is offensive line is not really a position that gets traded. That is one of the positions in the NFL where there's not enough of, right? There's not enough starting quarterbacks in the league, which is why there is, kind of the clamoring to grab one and hold on to one when you get one. And there's also, if there's a position that's like that, it's offensive linemen. there's not enough offensive linemen in this league, and it would be hard pressed to not only find a team that has extra ones, but then find a team that has extra ones that they're also willing to come off of for a deal that is reasonable.
Exactly.
And
as much as like we can say, you know, offensive line, I think it's safe to say that they feel pretty good about their line. The Texans do. I don't know if they feel pretty good about their tight ends. And that's kind of what made me, and again, that wouldn't be my prediction would be cornerback and linebacker and safety.
Yeah, I think.
But if we're stretching it a little bit here, I don't know how good they feel about the tight ends, especially compared to the start of the season.
Yeah, but I think that then, that's a fair point. I don't want to ignore that. I think that then the next question is how not good, for lack of, you think I'd be able to talk, but whatever. That's the word I'm giving you. How not good. Deal with it. But how not good do you feel about it? Is it to the level where you actually going to make a deal about it? And I don't know if that's the case. British Brooks is on IR. Mm-hmm. Maybe they feel like we can make this work until Brooks comes back and he can come back into that fullback role, because you ended up with Kendrick Green doing fullback things. Not well, right? Like there was a lot of instances where, going back and looking at some of those, where you have Damon Pierce with a big old dude at his feet before he even gets into the hole. And that's not really conducive to what you're trying to do. That's not really fullback what you're trying to do there. And so you're trying to find some of that, but I don't know if you're going to go and make a move for somebody that gives you some fullback things.
And you say that, and I get it, but again, I go back to, you're a contending team.
Sure.
You know, it's kind of like that NBA mentality. They do it a lot more in the NBA. We need one more piece, you know, to make our run, you know, as they say in the end, got to make that run. It's the same thing here. Like they're good. They're going to be in contention all year long just because of what they have already. But how are we going to get over the top here? You know, and that's why I think, you know, certainly on the defensive side, you know, they could do that. But maybe in a place or two offensively, and I'm looking at the tight end position.
All right, some potential names. Let's recklessly speculate in some ways for potential names that could possibly be looked at by the Texans with this rough outline that we have sketched out for the team. Tight end. We've talked about how Amari Cooper, we mentioned earlier, he got traded. And that, to me, I don't know if I have the absolute lock on this, but that, to me, made it seem like the Browns are willing to get to this place where they're letting go of the reins, letting go of the rope a little bit on this season. If that's the case, does David Njoku interest you at all? David Njoku has had some injury issues, but he is a really strong guy.
He's a big dude. Yeah.
And he is a pretty good tight end. Would that be something that you'd be interested in at all? Or does that feel like a poor allocation of funds considering what you're doing with
him? I mean, again, to put you over the top with the experience.
Does that put you over the top, though? Right?
If you think he can fit a defined role at tight end for you. I mean, look, Dalton Schultz is not going anywhere.
No, and I think that makes that more complicated to look
but
at.
But how are you feeling about Tarantino? You know,
That is Tegan Quatoriano. We know his name. We respect his name.
So maybe there. Like I said, you're looking for tweaks, man. You're looking for that cherry on top.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's the right one.
I don't know, but
I don't even know if offense is the place where
defense is where I'm looking, but yeah. if you ask the question, what about offense? I'm looking there more than anywhere else.
All right, let's move to the more important part. It's kind of funny that we're talking about the potential of making moves being on the defensive side considering how good the defense has been overall. But I think it's because you have dealt with some injuries and injuries that you don't have all of the clarity on. So one of the names that keeps coming up, we mentioned safety, and that seems like a place where you need kind of rotation pieces generally.
Mm-hmm.
Buda Baker, safety for the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like he could be parted with. Is that one that interests you?
Right now, I'm at a place where, you know, first of all, you trust, you know, Nick Caserio on these things and D'Amico Ryans. But for me personally, I want more of everything, please. You know, because this isn't
a glutton for football players.
This isn't the 2021, you know, Texans. You know, I can't emphasize that enough. Maybe we're just conditioned to not, you know, really want to add those final pieces because we've very rarely been there as a city with our football team. But yes, more of it. How does it grab you? Because yes.
What's interesting is he, in some ways, feels like he profiles kind of like Jimmy Ward, where a little bit more box safety than covered safety than you think. If you think, obviously, he can do that, right? He's existed in this league in a way. And if you're going one-to-one kind of there, I could see that. I just wonder if that is that too high. Again, the comparison of guys at the top of the roster versus guys that are more depth pieces. he feels like he's more of a top of the roster guy. And then at that point, if and when Jimmy Ward is fully healthy, then what does that shift? Or does that push Eric Murray out of a space, although Eric Murray is more your free safety? And then all of those questions that arise, I wonder how much that helps. But that would be a good safety that could add into it. I think that that is a place. I'm not sure if Buda Baker is the right answer, but he's a high-level player. And I know when you can get into that gluttony of, hey, it's a good player, I my eyes go up. Another name that comes up, and I believe it was CBS Sports that threw this one out there, Jonathan Jones. Of the Patriots, a team that you just saw.
Yeah.
Cornerback who's capable of playing, you know, playing pretty well.
That ties back to Lassiter and some of the cover coverages and the nickel coverages you're going to be in, et cetera. And you just had a really up close and good look at him.
Yeah. And
J.J. Watt played tight end in college.
That's where we end the segment. Yeah. Hanging out with a break. We was doing so well.
We were doing well.
Yeah, and 713, Buda Baker's another Petrie, can't cover either. And I'm not going to say that he can't cover, but he's definitely more of a run-stopper hitter, that type of thing as well. People are mentioning fullback. If you're looking for that, why not bring back Andrew Beck? Well, I mean.
Yeah.
We'll see. Look, even though Lopez completely torpedoed the end of that segment, we'll bring up the vibes again by giving away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops. Caller number...
let's say 9.
Caller number 9. Yeah. Right now, 713-572-4610 will win a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops and the opportunity to be entered to win a drawing to win a grill.
A brand
Texas
new grill.
Grill Shop at the end of the season. And Lopez will make his way out.
Yeah, I'll bring a case of OG sauce too.
All of that. So... Yeah. Caller number 9 right now. Was that the number that
you
we said?
You cook the ribs, I'll bring the sauce.
All right, I want to make sure I said the right number. Caller number 9, 713-572-4610 is the winner. Coming up next, we'll get into our lunchtime confessions as we typically do during this time on Sports Radio 610.